For the best in metaphysical, spiritual, and holistic programming, you're listening to InnerLightRadio.com, the healing frequency.
Welcome to the Earthly Dish Radio Hour. We serve up the hottest in detox technology. I'm Detox Jenny, your co-host, executive chef for Earthly Juices, and I specialize in creating living foods that nourish the body. Please let me introduce my co-host, Detox Counselor Ellie Laura.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I'm your wellness coach, and I specialize in detoxing the body and helping you bridge the mind and body gap. Let us hydrate your mind with our edible podcast and transform your eating habits, which will improve your digestion and your overall health with ease.
Our hosts are not medical practitioners and are not legally able to offer prescriptions, provide medical advice, or medical diagnosis to any of the Earthly Podcast listeners. Chef Jennifer Haust, and my co-host is Chianti Murphy.
That's right. I'm here subbing for Ellie Laura. She's still out this week. I'm happy to be here for our colon hydrotherapy episode.
Yeah. So today is episode 29, a chat with Colon Whisper. Yes, we call her the Colon Whisper, and reflexologist Kitty Martin of Advanced Colonics of Orange County. So this woman is really great at helping you get the muck out, you know, and we'll get into that. What's that all about? You know, I think a lot of people, when they come to juice clubs, I recommend, you know, you're really dehydrated in the middle. You're really stuck in the middle. What if we had you do some colonics? And most of the time, the answer I get is, what is that? And does that mean, is that going to hurt? That's another one, too. And we'll get into that. I mean, Chianti, I know you're curious about this topic. You actually requested that I reach out to Kitty.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so what's your interest in colonics and reflexology?
Well, you know, first off, most of us are familiar with cleanses at this point, or maybe if you're not familiar with a cleanse, you might be thinking of a juice or a water fast or something like that. But, you know, I've been told that you can really get the most out of your cleansing experience by adding the colon hydrotherapy. So that's my interest in that. And what I really want to know from Kitty off the top is where does colon, the colon whisperer come from?
Hey.
Yeah. So our guest today, yeah, we call her the colon whisperer because, I don't know, that's a little nickname she got. She's been working in tandem with Earthly Juices and our clients for about, I don't know, 7 years for a while. And I think people just call her that. That's everybody's going to pass that word around, you know?
Katie, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I never yell at people's colons. I'm never...
I know, right?
I'm never rude to anybody's colon. Mm-hmm. But I do, yeah, I guess people just started calling me that. I never called myself that, but I think because I can magically somehow tune up a body. You know, like I call it a tune up when you get a colon hydrotherapy treatment.
Uh-huh. And can you do this any time of the year or any time of the month, or do you have to be on a cleanse?
You could do it at any time, and it's basically filtered water. We can get into it later, but you don't necessarily get hydrated from all the water you're drinking. The large intestine is a point of absorption. So if a person's got a lot of mucus in their intestines and they're trying to drink water, they may not necessarily be absorbing all of it. And so it's a kind of a good way to rehydrate the organ tissue of your intestines.
So Kitty's been in the field of holistic wellness for about 20 years, and she loves to demystify how eating, lifestyle, and ways of thinking affect the colon, and how the very condition of your colon can impact your overall health and how things connect, you know. And that's why, that's probably part of her whispering abilities. She thinks of us as a system. You're not just your colon. Like sometimes when you go to colon hydrotherapists, they're just interested in all of the stuff that you get out. They're not thinking about the way that your colon might be affected by your thoughts. You know, I remember I had a session with her years ago, and she said to me, "Hey, I think you have a spastic colon." She whispered to my colon, "Are you spastic?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And I had a back injury when I was 25, and I believe when my back gets very tight, it affects my digestive tract, and it makes my colon spasm. And if you think this might be happening to you, what happens when your colon spasms is the size of your poop or your what comes out of you shrinks down and looks like a shoestring rather than the normal size, you know. And it might be fine one day and your back's not hurting, and then the next day it spasms because you get triggered either by food you ate or something you're thinking about, or even overuse of your muscles. So one of the things Kitty said to me, and I'll never forget this, is she said, "Did you ever talk to your colon?" And I said, "What? Talk to my colon? And what would I say to my colon?"
Now I sound like a crazy woman.
No, so
I do not
cool,
own
man.
A cat.
I know, right? So she put her hands on my stomach, and she started to touch my belly in a, was it clockwise? Ascending, ascending. So we, that would be counterclockwise, yeah. In a counterclockwise motion, she started to move her hand, and she started to say nice things to my colon, like, "You are safe. You are safe. It's totally okay for you to release. Relax. Be calm. You're safe. I'm here. Don't worry. I've got this." And I was like, that is the weirdest thing anyone's ever done to me. But it actually made sense, because as I went on in my life and started to practice this, I noticed that if my body would spasm, I would get into kind of a trauma state with my colon. I could talk to it and it would begin to kind of relax and open. So there's something to be said with the whispering. Wow. You know, that's my first-hand experience that I had with that. I don't know if it relates to reflexology, but I would love if you could get into, Kitty, like, what's your background and how did you get into this field?
Well, before I started having conversations with colons, I was a reflexologist for about 8 years, and I ate healthy, and like every specialist or practitioner, sometimes their practice evolves out of their own problem, and they're trying to figure out how to get out of it. And even though I was healthy and helping other people, I had chronic fatigue, and I was always battling like bloating and just being tired all the time. And I couldn't figure out why was I exhausted when I ate healthy and I slept enough. And, an entire industry has pretty much popped up around those two main complaints. So people's main complaint is usually, "I'm tired, I'm bloated." And so me, that wasn't an exception. I was not an exception. So then you have all the energy drinks, the coffee shops, the energy bars, and all this industry is speaking to people's fatigue. But what really is happening is when a person's fatigued, exhaustion is a red flag. It's your body yelling at you like something is about to break. So what happened to me is something broke. I ended up in the ER, huge stomach pain. Anyway, long story short, I was repeatedly going to the emergency room with insane stomach pain. And doctors couldn't do anything about it other than diagnose, you know, the condition and save my life. But it could always recur. It's nothing, you know, there's no recovery from it. So that's, I told a friend about it. And a friend who happened to have been on a juice cleanse said to me, why don't you do colonics? And he was doing colonics. So he dragged me to his colon therapist. So that's how I got into it. I told, you know, the woman who was giving me a colonic all about, you know, what was happening, and also telling her, like, I was bored, you know, I'm doing all this stuff in the health field and it doesn't seem to be helping me, or, you know, people still are tired, even though with reflexology. So she said, why don't you be a colon therapist? So
will you briefly say what reflexology is?
Oh, so reflexology is, well, my explanation is, it's like acupuncture without needles. So it's dealing with kind of the same meridians. Meridians are like the highways on your body, the energy lanes on your body. And there's nerves inside those. So instead of putting a needle there, a reflexologist would press with their finger or with a tool. So use the same map as an acupuncturist, but just pressing on the acupuncture points. And these are on your nerves, and we deal with, well, I deal with the nerves that connect to your colon. So your nerves are kind of like your electrical wiring. So if the energy slows down in certain places along that freeway, you have to balance that out and get that electrical current evened out. Because if it slows down and it's not signaling your colon, that's an organ that moves. Your heart, you know, and your colon are two organs that are physically, you know, they're workhorses. They're moving all day, and your colon is squeezing all day. So if your nerves aren't signaling your colon and telling it to squeeze, what will happen is you go to the bathroom and not everything will come out. So you'll eat, even if you're eating healthy, you will get retention. You know, some waste will come out. You think, oh, I went, you know, I got rid of my waste. But some stuff stays in there if your colon isn't squeezing tight enough. And then it starts to build up, and then it turns into what we call plaque, which was waste, but it turned into, like, it looks like black tar. It's hard. It doesn't come out in the restroom. It just kind of stays lodged into the pockets of your colon. Your colon's like a tube, and it has all these little pockets. And those pockets actually get full of mucus, acid, and waste, which turns into plaque. So the average person is walking around with 5 to 20 pounds of this stuff in their gut. And I didn't know I had a lot in there. But when I was in the emergency room, interestingly enough, they x-rayed my colon and they showed it to me. They said, hey, you have a lot of stool in your colon. Like, it's full of stool. And I thought, what? You know, like, it's weird. Now what? But they didn't say anything about it. You know, I said, well, what do I do about that? And they said, oh, well, take a laxative. And that didn't solve the problem. I ended up in the ER again a few months later.
So you were suffering from IBS or, like, chronic constipation?
They called it small bowel obstruction. That was the diagnosis.
Small bowel obstruction. Whoa.
Well, you have to go to the emergency room or you won't survive it. Like, they have to put a tube up your nose, down your throat, and they have to empty your small intestine. You have to lay in the hospital probably at least a week, and they have to empty out your small intestine through your nose. It's kind of horror.
I've never heard of that before.
They take out your nose? Oh my God.
Yeah, there's no way out other than your nose. Because the tube that goes up your nose and through your sinuses goes down your throat. And they could put that tube, they could reach your stomach from there, and they can empty out your intestines through your nose in that way. But
we're not really interested in going that route to get our poop out. Do you want to talk about how colonics help for people that might have obstructions or clogs in the line or poor undulation? There's all sorts of things, or spasms, like I talked about. Like, so what are colonics and how do they work?
Well, before I say that, I just have to say that, you know, I'm not diagnosing any medical conditions. And I don't. When I'm working on people, I don't say you have this or, you know, diagnosing that. You have to see a physician, preferably an integrative physician. So they're doctors of medicine, but they are have extra education and they call themselves integrative doctors. So they would prefer that you go the natural route as much as possible, and medication would be the last resort. But, you know, they know better than I would. So I don't really say what is going on with a person, but what I do is just support the digestive system with filtered water. So how colonic works is there's all different kinds of colonics, first of all. So there's an open system and there's a closed system. I work on a closed system, which means no exposed waste. So it's not messy. It's not painful. You're just laying there with like a gown, like a hospital type gown on. And you're connected to an instrument. And this instrument slowly fills the colon with filtered water. And what your colon's going to do is if there's any water missing from the organ tissue, it's going to go, ooh, water, I want that. Give me that. And it's going to start to absorb automatically. And then once it absorbs every amount of water that it needs to be stabilized, that means has enough water, that means all of the organ tissue is 70% water, then it will start doing what it's supposed to do, which is called peristalsis. So that's when the colon, yeah, the colon literally squeezes. It contracts and squeezes. And so the organ tissue, I always say it's got to be 70% water in order for that colon to be able to squeeze completely tightly and squeeze everything out. So it's kind of like air in your tires. Like most cars, you know, they'll say you have to have 30 pounds of air in your tires. But, you know, you could drive around with 25 pounds of air. It doesn't feel like a flat tire. You don't notice much, but the tread wears off faster just being a little low on air. And then your car starts to burn more fuel. So you start burning through gas quicker and you spend more money on gas because it's less fuel efficient. So your colon's like that. So if your colon, if the skin the colon is made of, that's we call it the organ tissue, if that is not 70% water, those pockets that are on the colon are not going to squeeze 100%. So they'll squeeze a little and you'll get rid of a little waste, but some will stay in there and then it'll turn hard. It'll get stuck to the walls of your intestine and it could cause some health issues down the road, especially if you're getting symptoms. So if you're getting tired, bloated, depressed, brain fog, that's your body yelling at you like, hey, I'm not getting any fuel here. I'm getting bacteria. I'm getting waste going in through my fueling system. So it throws you out of balance, basically. So that's kind of what a colonic is. It rehydrates the organ tissue, and then anything that doesn't belong in there, the way I do it, it causes the colon to kick that stuff out and clean itself out.
Well, let's stop right there for a second. For our listeners, I want to read through this list. These are some of the things that you might be experiencing if you need a colon hydrotherapist. So we have low energy, poor appetite, headaches, body aches, body odor, bad breath, constipation, skin blemishes, mental fog, or poor sleep.
And chronic thirst.
So my question to you is, would you give somebody a different type of treatment depending on which of these scenarios they were experiencing?
No. I mean, I don't do the same thing to every person, but it is the same treatment. It is, you know, really what the colon needs is water. So if it's below 70% water, it's not going to do its job. So my job is to give the colon what it needs, and then it self-corrects. So it's not like you'll get a colonic and all those symptoms will magically disappear, but it supports your body so your body can heal itself, which your body is so amazing. Like it just wants to always repair itself. But if it doesn't have the fuel or what it needs, then you could have those symptoms for a long time or get worse. But yeah, I don't do different things. I just do the same kind of treatment. But yeah, the reflexology itself, I don't do the same format on all people. Like some people, I might squeeze their toes, maybe their fingers.
And then there's all the, there's like points in the arm that you pushed on me when I was there once, I remember.
Yeah, so people
tripping out. I'm like, what's that got to do with my colon?
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty trippy, because when you push on certain nerves that connect to your colon, if the colon is has enough water, it'll activate your colon. So I'll just push, I'll just press on an arm with my index finger, and all of a sudden gurgle, gurgle, and the colon starts to move, and then it starts kicking stuff out. So people find that pretty trippy.
Right. So what I'm getting now is that, you know, you'll get people out of crisis, you give people a tune up, and, you can treat some of these other conditions. But do you recommend, or maybe even this is a question for Jenny. So what got people there? Why are people not absorbing enough water? Of course, maybe they're not drinking enough, but what are some of the other reasons? What do you tell people to do?
They eat a lot of sugar, and the body gets overwhelmed with it. And in order to contain the food that starts fermenting inside, the mucus comes. So
yeah, exactly.
You have to clear it out. You have to change your habits. Also, people eat too late. So what they're doing is they're eating after 8 p.m. or after 9 p.m. even. Like, they're eating late. And as a result, the digestive engine's already turned off. Around 8 o'clock, the digestion engine turns off. So what happens is the meal that you ate actually sits in your digestive tract. It usually stays in your stomach. If you ever wake up nauseous after you ate late at night, that's why. It's because your digestive engine's been off all night, and your in your stomach is undigested food from the night before that's been fermenting. And once it starts fermenting and going down the track slower than it should be, it kind of belabors your next few meals that you have. It makes the whole thing start to slow down. So what can be great about colonics and also juicing, if you put it together, is you can clear out all that muck. It's like, you can go back to having like a clear lake rather than a really muddy, sandy sort of gunked up situation.
You know? When people get colonics and they're on a juice cleanse, they do amazing. Like, it makes my job a lot easier, because all of the benefits of the juice help break down all that debris, and it actually leaves the body so much easier than if a person's drinking soda or just, you know, things that are very acidy like coffee. So you're right, Jen, about the acid. You know, your colon is going to react to the acid. So sugar's got a lot of acid, coffee, alcohol, and also stress, like from cortisol, like elevated cortisol. When a person is stressed, whether it's good stress, bad stress, the body's going to manufacture this acid, and then it's going to end up in your colon as waste, and then the colon reacts to the acid. It's like, hey, too much acid here, I got to protect myself. And then it forms all this mucus on the lining, and the mucus is what blocks your absorption. So you could be drinking water all day long, but it'll just go through you. Like, you'll probably, you know, go to the restroom all day. It'll just feel like you're just urinating, like, all day long. And then that's how people get dehydrated.
So what I'm getting here then is, besides being a colon hydrotherapist, tongue twister. You're also a scatologist?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're silly. I mean, in a way, she probably is. The cool thing about the system that she uses the closed system. And you can really, there's like this tube, and you can see all the matter as it's going by. And she is a scatologist a bit. She used to be like, that's candida, that's unused cortisol, there's a parasite. I mean, you blow your mind when you actually go
You can
and
tell
this.
If somebody's been eating fast food or not, right?
Yeah, I don't say anything, though. I don't judge people, you know? I mean, I don't really say, oh, you had some fries, or hey, potato skins. You know, I don't say anything like that.
You know, skins.
But you would make some recommendations based on...
Oh, yeah.
what you see.
It's just like education, really. It's not a diagnostic, but I kind of like, I could see, you know, what are the acid levels? It's, is it dense acid, heavy plaque, mucus? You can see all those things go by in the instrument, in the window. So we're both looking at the window, and, or some people don't want to look at it because they might get grossed out, but, some people are curious. They're like, hey, what's that in my colon? You know, and
can you tell somebody has candida?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Candida is real obvious to the naked eye, but most parasites are microscopic and you can't see them unless you look at it in the microscope or you get a test, some kind of lab test. But candida has a look to it.
Isn't it golden? Or like golden white?
It looks like little beer foam. It kind of sticks to the top of the tube there. Look, they call them colonies. They travel in this little mucus, this little layer of mucusy stuff. So sometimes people have a lot of it if they're eating a lot of sugar. These little creatures love sugar, and so they multiply more. And you can kind of see it when it's leaving the body. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I never.
So it's not just sugar. It's like the slowness of someone's digestion that becomes a problem. Like, mm-hmm. Sugar slows it down because the body brings more mucus. But it's like if your body's not moving, like it's not hydrated enough. Mm-hmm. If you're too sedentary, like you don't ever move your stomach. Right.
Yeah.
I've been really blown away lately. I've been doing hot yoga and mineralizing while I do it. So to keep the hydration in, because quite often people will drink a lot of water, but they're demineralized. And then they get that phenomenon that you're talking about where they just pee, and they're actually dehydrating themselves even more.
Right.
But if you mineralize, you put magnesium and different microminerals in your water, selenium, sulfur, different things. What can happen is it actually will start to really let the water in so you're not so dehydrated. And the second thing, I've been doing this hot yoga and like we twist and we squeeze the middle, you know, like we squeeze ourselves and move our bellies. Like we're basically, doing some sort of self-massage in a way, but it's through movement. And I feel like a lot of people, they don't. They just sit at their desk and work, or they lay in their bed and watch TV when they come home.
Yeah.
You know, and they forget the whole movement part of it, and moving the colon around in itself, you know. So
unfortunately, our society is geared that way. Like we're just set up that way where we really can't easily do those things. Like it's more set up for being stagnant. So it's really not so much people's fault, but they get in those patterns just because of the way life is. You know, jobs don't give long lunch breaks. People don't have a chance to even eat. They have to scarf their lunch down, and then they're sitting most of the day driving. And, you know, so all
driving
these things
too. Yeah, definitely.
All these things take energy away from you. So when you do want to exercise or do some yoga, you're exhausted. You don't even have enough steam. So it's like this whole rabbit hole. It's like this vortex where if your body is fatigued, you don't have enough steam to get a decent workout. You can't even do any yoga. Your body's going, nope, uh-uh. So energy is like money. If you have it, you spend it. If you don't have it, your body doesn't spend it, and it won't want to. So a person can become exhausted in the first 5 minutes of just trying to exercise.
That's really true. And also, like, I just got back into yoga about 60 days ago, you know, after having a baby and, like, being pretty – you kind of nestle in, you kind of nest in, you know. You don't move around as much. Well, now we have a 2-year-old, so we have to chase him and stuff. you know, when the baby comes and all that, you get a little sedentary. But it's been just a huge change for me to, like, get back into that groove.
Yeah.
To find the energy, which is what you were talking about. So you're not in like a state of fatigue, but to find the energy to actually move the gut and hydrate it, you know, like that's where a cleanse or doing colon hydrotherapy might be really powerful. So you said you got into this because of your own fatigue issues and your own bowel issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of results have you seen for people that do, let's say, one colonic versus three colonics, you know, or like, do you recommend people come every week? You know, like, what if you're impacted and you're sluggish, like, you know, what can you expect if you come get a colonic?
Well, that's a great question. I don't treat people like they're all the same person. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
And they're in a different condition. So I don't use a template like, hey, you need four sessions or you need two treatments. But if you've never had a colonic before, you need at least one or probably more than one. The way my technique goes, there's a range between one and four sessions. Back in the 20th century, people needed a lot of colonics because of the way the technique was. So the technique that was from the 1970s was they put a lot of water pressure there where the person felt a little uncomfortable and the therapist couldn't add more water. So they'd turn the water off. But when you can't get a lot of water in the colon, it doesn't have a chance to absorb it. So the condition persists and it takes a lot more sessions to get over. But with my technique, the range is, I've seen people recover in that range. Depends on their history too. I mean, some people have eaten healthy. Some people have been on medication for decades. Some people have been junk food junkies. So anything that's inorganic substance, like it's not a plant, it's not an animal, it's like a chemical, whether it's junk food, recreational drugs or, prescription meds, there is some residue in there that the body cannot break down. So some people have been on meds, some people not, you know, it's all different. Some people tune up in one session and some a few more. But it doesn't take a whole bunch of colonics to get back to feeling like yourself again, really good energy, really good sleep. Good digestion, meaning that you are having at least two bowel movements a day. Most people I see in this, and when I see this, they say, I go once a day. But really, what we call transit time, it's the time from the time you eat to the time you go, should be about 16 hours. So it should go at least twice. And some people skip days, which is really bad.
Yeah, I mean, some people, they don't even go for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Because a lot of stuff is building up in there.
I think we're getting ready to go to break. But, Kitty, when we come back,
okay.
I'd like to talk to you about risks of colon hydrotherapy and trying things like enemas at home. All right?
Sure. Okay.
Jenny?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hi, I'm Julie Wilson-Gordon, president and co-founder of Be True Wellness. I have over 15 years experience in the vitamin supplement industry, and through my experience, I've been able to create the very best hemp-derived supplements and pain relief products on the market today, guaranteed. That's right, we offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee on all of our incredible products. Check out everything we have to offer at www.betruewellness.com. That's BETRU wellness.com.
Hey there, Detox Jenny here. Is your digestion poor, painful, or just plain stuck? If so, please consider doing a short 3 to 10 day juice cleanse with my company, Earthly Juices. You can visit us at bringmejuice.com. You will be surprised what a difference a short cleanse can make within your body and your overall well-being. Our organic farm-to-table juice cleanses are handcrafted to exclude your allergies and geared towards solving your health issues. Call 310-404-6804 and mention this show and receive a free quart of juice with your first order. You can also find us at www.bringmejuice.com, or you could write us your detox questions at earthlyjuices@gmail.com. We can't wait to bring that juice to your doorstep.
I tell myself again and again, I'm happy about my favorite juice from Jen. I tell myself again and again, well, Earthly Juices, they make the best juice plan.
For the best in metaphysical, spiritual, and holistic programming, you're listening to InnerLightRadio.com, the healing frequency.
And we're back.
Well, welcome back to the Earthly Dish. This is episode 29, a chat with a colon whisperer and reflexologist, Kitty Martine of Advanced Colonics of Orange County.
And,
are there risks of doing colonics, or are enemas at home dangerous? That was Kianti's question before the break, and I thought that was a good one.
Well, there's no negative side effect to water. With colonics, I haven't heard of any negative side effects.
So the professional craft has been perfected now.
Yeah, and so. I can't speak to home enemas because I don't know what people are doing at home. Like, I can't comment on what somebody's doing at home. Some people are very skilled. I'm hoping no one hurts themselves, or just does it in a way that's, it's a delicate organ. So, should be really careful. And I mean, that's really all I can say about animals. I'm not an enema expert.
Uh-huh. It's like a mini colonic, right?
Well, an enema you can get about a liter of fluid into your lower colon, which may be the first 5 to 8 inches. But when you get a colonic, your colon is 2 feet long, and it holds about 2 to 2.5 gallons of water. So it's So it irrigates the entire organ, entire 5 feet, rather than enemas. There's nothing wrong with enemas, but it's different.
Yeah, I've read that enemas sometimes use mineral oil or sodium phosphate. Do you use that in colonics? Or
no, it's just water. Uh-huh. Water only. Yeah, water only. But, it sounds simple. It's just water, but really the body needs that. It's very important to be 70% water. Like I said, you can get away with it, but your body's just off balance. Like your brain is supposed to be 80% water. So if your brain is low on water, you might get foggy or headaches, just dark thoughts. Mm. Lack of signaling to the brain. It all water is the main fuel. And you need water, minerals. Those are the two most important things. Like Jen mentioned, minerals. But you're right about minerals, Jen. And if you're absorbing the minerals, that supercharges your energy.
It does.
That's why I say, if you're going to take anything through your mouth, like juice, minerals, supplements, a healthy food, you got to be able to be absorbing it. If there's mucus blocking it, then it's expensive pee. Kind of most
nice.
Costly pee.
Okay, so I'm going to take us into the first segment of the show, which is the Earthly Dish of the Week or the Recipe of the Week. And I thought a really great one would be a juice recipe for toning the bowel. So one of the most powerful things in my arsenal, the food arsenal for taking care of the colon or the bowel, is beet juice. I love beet juice because it dilates the liver and the colon, so it releases toxins and it can release matter. Quite often people do our juice cleanse, and on the second day we give you a hearty beet juice, and they're like, oh my God, it was like a massacre. But it turns everything red, but really what it does is it makes the colon dilate. And it makes the liver ducts, all the ducts dilate by bolstering all the minerals, actually, that are found in beets, the earth minerals, right, that are naturally available, bioavailable. You don't have them extracted as supplements. They're just a real food the body gets. It's like, oh, I know what a beet is. I'm going to take that in. We've removed all the fiber, and you have the beet juice. And beet juice is so powerful, we've actually cut it. So in the recipe I give you, I'll tell you how to cut it down. But what happens is all those minerals come in and they flush the liver and they flush the small intestine and they flush the colon and the gallbladder, the whole system. And it all kind of dilates and opens, and the minerals are then accessed by the body to pull out mucus, to pull out matter that's been sitting inside the gut. So quite often people on the day two of our cleanse, where they're like mineralizing, nutrifying with liquid juices without turning on the digestive engine and using all their energy up, they hit that beet juice, and what happens is it's the release valve, and out comes, you know, a major number two, and then their ability.
And it'll be a lot of pink.
Oh, red. Yeah. Red. That's why I said it's a massacre. So, yeah, don't get frightened. And sometimes if you drink a lot of beets, you get pink pee also. It doesn't mean you're bleeding inside. It just means that the body is using all those anthocyanins, all of these amazing nutrients in order to clean you up and evacuate you, which is good because once you're evacuated, you can actually begin to hydrate. And the colon hydrotherapy works the same way. It's like we have you drink it. They put the hydration up the backside and it meets in the middle. This is the power of juicing with colon hydrotherapy, especially for people that are impacted and full of mucus and have biofilms and have bacteria overgrowth. So let me get to the recipe, right? Yeah. My colon toner is two beets, including the stems on top, because the leafy greens have amazing chlorophyll and even more nutrients than the bulbs. And then you would add in 4 or 5 carrots, some celery that has cellulase that also helps to tone the colon, and a little bit of kale, and then a little bit of bell pepper. The kale will bring vitamin K into the colon, which is another nutrient that helps to tone the colon. And then lastly, I would add a touch of ginger, a touch of turmeric, both highly anti-inflammatory, to help the system uninflame, because what happens is the colon can be inflamed, the small intestine, all of the digestive organs can suffer from inflammation, which slows everything down into that fermenting stage that I talked about earlier. We don't want to ferment. We just want to flow with ease. Like if we go twice a day, that would be great. You eat 3 times a day, so maybe 3 times would be even better. But and then the last thing is maybe just a touch of lemon to alkalize. So we got beets, carrots, celery, kale, a little bit of bell pepper, turmeric, ginger, and a touch of lemon. And you got this crazy, like, colon toner.
It's brilliant.
So, yeah, it's beautiful, actually. It's beautiful. Like, and green juices in general, like that, using those leafy greens, using kale, using spinach, using celery in your juices, these uninflame the body. And that's what we want to do. We want to uninflame the tissue. We want to mineralize the tissue. And then we want to hydrate the tissue. Because once it's hydrated with, like, clean waters, it can function correctly. Like, when we're dehydrated, the whole system starts to load share. And we get tired and sludgy, you know. So I'm super excited when someone comes to me and they say, hey, not only do I want to juice cleanse, I want to do colonics. Can you refer me to someone? And I'll refer them. I have a couple of awesome, sweet colon hydrotherapy sisters that help me in this way.
Are you going to adopt me?
Yeah.
We all want our colon hydrotherapy.
We already have.
Be sweet,
3 years,
right?
We've been sending you people. I mean, the people are the key, man. Get it out. You know, and the other thing that's so powerful about colon hydrotherapy is the emotions that can be released. So many people are storing emotions in their root chakra and their second chakra, which is like stability, money, and then second chakra is creation, expansion. You know, these are all clogged up. Most Americans are stuck there. You know,
yeah, I call it emotional waste.
Yeah.
So when they're releasing body waste, sometimes emotional waste, thoughts that are just, you know, junk thoughts, release from the body. Like, you don't need that anymore. It's waste.
Yeah, I remember the first time I did a colon hydrotherapy session, I had all of this rage come out of my body. I literally started to scream on the table, "You can't do this to me!" And the therapist that was helping me was like,
"It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. It wasn't
scared.
You."
Okay. Good.
I scared her.
Okay, I'll stop.
And she said, go girl, just let it go. Let it flow. Let it go." But I felt so much lighter because I had been carrying that emotion for 10 years. You know, it was like 10 years of anger out in one session, you know. And I know not everybody has emotional release during colon hydrotherapy, but I did. So I wanted to speak to that some people, they have so much trauma and they're just holding emotionally inside. And, you know, this is one of the ways to unlock it. open it up, let it go.
Well, apparently, a lot of Americans are trying to get rid of some stuff because it's a fact that our country spends at least $700 million per year on laxatives.
Oh, yeah. Nobody can.
Yeah.
They're not eating fresh foods. It's like Deadsville, and they're not calm while they're eating. So it's like fight or flight cortisol rush going on all the time. And what the body does when you're in fight or flight is it diverts energy to fight saber-toothed tigers, and they're not even real. You know, it doesn't digest your food. Your food sits in your gut until you're calm so it can begin to have the energy to do the digestive process.
Yeah, and sometimes your guts clench up. They physically tighten.
Yeah.
And with reflexology, sometimes when that happens to people, I have to dilate it, like let their colon unravel because it's just clenched and then they can't eliminate.
Yeah, they're just holding on for dear life, literally, on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you talk a little bit more about the combination between like the touch therapy you do during your colon therapy? Because I do believe that makes you different than most people. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's to activate the colon. So when I'm pressing on nerves, the colon will get the signal and contract. It'll just squeeze. It's like, you know, when somebody pokes you or something, you react, you know. So I'm getting the colon to react that way rather than pushing on their stomach and trying to force anything out. Like I don't use any aggressive techniques because I want the colon to do what it does on its own. So I want to provide the training wheels for the colon, but really you want your colon working by itself and getting stronger and stronger because it's like a muscle, like your heart. The more it moves, the stronger it gets. The more stronger your fueling system gets. So now if a person's dehydrated, there's no nerve response at all. If I'm pushing the acupuncture points to test it, there's no movement usually. And then the colon will absorb water until it reaches 70%, which we call stabilized. And then I'll test it again, and then it'll start reacting. If a colon starts reacting before it's hydrated enough, a person might get cramps or get uncomfortable. So I don't dive right into it. That's why everybody's so different. You know, like it depends on some people are not dehydrated. Some people are. Some people are missing a lot of water. Some people just a little bit. So I don't immediately do the same things. But then once it's really working and rhythmically contracting, the magic is in your finger joints. That's where the magic begins. When I'm pushing on your knuckles or your fingertips, somebody said, "Wow, you're driving my colon like it's a car." I'll just press your thumb, and then your colon go, blah, 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 and it'll start. You know, it'll start gurgling and squeezing and kicking stuff out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember you. Touching like 2 points next between my shoulder blade and my neck,
mm-hmm.
where I actually hold a lot of tension, and they told me they were colon reflexology points, and I was wow, no wonder it's so tight, you know.
I call it a live wire, you know. So your body should be all a live wire, but the wires fade, you know, just like anything else with interference or static, the signals are just going to fade out, and people become apathetic, less perceptive, less sensitive, less thoughtful, and then you get into that zombie state when you're really congested with sludge.
All right, Kitty, are you ready for a three-part question? I'm ready for some brass tacks here. So how long is a typical session? How uncomfortable is it, and how much does it cost?
Well, everybody's prices vary according to where the location is, but the standard treatment length is around 45 minutes usually. I wouldn't recommend being on a colonic table for more than 45 minutes. You want to stay well within the safety range. You don't want to be losing electrolytes, absorbing more than a certain amount of water within a certain period of time. So it's not most people, it's not painful. It might feel a little weird at first. Feels a little bit like an enema sensation, like, oh, there's something in my bottom, you know, like that's kind of weird. But most of the time it shouldn't be painful. But what if a person has a lot of chemicals? What if they have heavy acid? What if they have a ton of gas trapped in there where the gas can't get out? That's really painful. And just even without a colonic, if someone has all this pressure and the valves of their intestines aren't recalibrating or they're not synchronized, there's all these gas bubbles trapped in there. And when the gas is moving, sometimes it hurts a little when the gas is moving. So most people, it's not painful. The average colonic, I guess, in Southern California is something around $85 to $100 a treatment, which to me, if it's an effective colonic, it's really, that's a very low amount for what you're getting. You know, GI, you know, systems, there's always something wrong with the GI system. Usually most people are dehydrated or their colon has got sludge in it, or they're just not digesting fully. So once they get it at 100%, it's a dramatic change. It's a game changer and a life changer. So it's like a small investment. It's kind of like going to the dentist, getting your teeth cleaned. Like maybe mm-hmm. you'll spend $100 to get the plaque removed from your teeth. But you know, it would be a lot more dangerous if your teeth rotted out and you had cavities and tooth mm-hmm. decay. So, you know, what I just tell people is get your teeth cleaned once, 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. Because where the food goes in and where the food goes out, that's where the most bacteria builds up in your body. Mm-hmm. So the bacteria builds up in your mouth, and then you get your colonic and get your teeth cleaned. And that's really great health maintenance because it removes the bacteria that's already sitting in your body. Your immune system is like a garbage truck collecting bacteria trying to protect you. So if it's busy trying to protect you from what's already inside your body, it doesn't do such a good job protecting you from what's coming at you from the outside world. So when people keep that bacteria out of their body, out of their teeth, out of their colon, they tend to not get sick. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing like, hey, you're not going to get sick, but I don't see my clients get sick. You know, like they just, they feel great, good energy. Don't age that. They don't age as fast as like people who don't do maintenance. The older generation, they didn't do maintenance. The younger generation is into maintenance. But the older generation are more reactive, like, oh, I'll just live my life. But then when they have a problem, they're in a crisis, they're reacting to the crisis. But now, 21st century, people kind of get it, like, oh, I do this for my car. Why don't I do this for my body? I get my oil change. I top off the fluids and get out the dirty oil. Why wouldn't I do it for my colon?
Yeah. So how many colonics a year and how much time in between colonics do you recommend?
The average, you know, if you don't have any health issues and you want to tune up, I would say once a season, winter, spring, summer, fall. There's no rule to it, but you can do it as often as you want. It's just water. But I think a good default of maintenance is once a season.
Yeah, as the seasons change, the body can sometimes collect mucus for different reasons, you know, and you can clear it. All right, well, we have about 7 or 8 more minutes for the show. I'd like to get into segment 2, which is the Earthly Dish weekly lifestyle hack, and today Kitty's going to provide it. Do you have anything that our listeners can do at home to take care of themselves if they can't make it in to do a colonic?
Well, chew your food a lot. Like, we eat fast. So there's enzymes in your saliva that shoot out of your tongue and it breaks the food down. And the first place you start digesting is in your mouth. So, if you just scarf down your food in a few minutes, the food isn't really broken down and you're swallowing it without that first phase of breakdown. So try to keep your food in your mouth longer and let more spit get into your food and let it get, you know, kind of gushy before you swallow it. And I'd say that's the best first step in good digestion is, you know, keeping the food, letting your tongue make contact with the food in your mouth. Because you know, that causes bloating and chunks of, you know, waste that just don't come out of your body very easily. So that's the main thing. And I would say beets are awesome. Beet juice is amazing. Try to drink it, even if you don't like the taste. Get used to it. Mm-hmm. But I say juice, you know, try like at least on a weekend. If you can't, if you have a crazy week, at least on the weekend, on your day off, give yourself a gift of, you know, just drink some juice, some green juice, some red juice. And I think that really will help your digestion. And then on the reflexology end, you could squeeze your fingers. So just take one hand and squeeze the fingers with the other hand. And then take your knuckles and rub them on the top of your thighs, like on the top of your quads. Just rub them up and down, and that activates your colon.
Yes. Wow, cool.
Yeah. And if you're at a party and you get kind of bored, you could just come up to somebody and, you know, hey, let me squeeze your finger. Watch this. And, you know, you do that, and they might have to run to the bathroom.
So when you squeeze the finger, like, do you squeeze the individual finger? Or am I squeezing all four fingers at once with the other hand? Or
individual finger. So you could squeeze the joints, like the digits there. And you could squeeze the sides of the finger, and then you could squeeze the fingertips, and you just brush your finger over the other fingertip, like you're wiping away something, because our fingers are always touching radiation. You know, we're touching phones, all that electrical current is going into our fingertips and causing havoc with all those nerves that are connecting to our colon. So you always want to do that, just to clear out all that, whatever your happened to your fingers throughout the day while you were touching your phone. So I would say, that's a good thing to do.
My last question is, can we really talk to our colon? Is it really?
We whisper. As long as you don't say anything offensive to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say nice things to your colon.
And, hold your belly and be nice to it. So, thank you.
Just say, hey, I'm having an awesome day today. How about you?
It's cute.
Don't think about your to-do list. If you go to bed thinking about your to-do list, your colon will clench. And, you don't have a good bowel movement the next day. So you have to turn your brain off. Flip that switch off. Don't think about anything important before going to sleep. It's a good life hack.
Send nice thoughts to the colon, and then it will release with ease in the morning. So how do people find you? Do you have any special offers for our listeners? We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, they can go to my website, which is colonicsinorangecounty.com. And I have two locations. The main office is in Anaheim. The other one is in Newport Beach. And you could schedule an appointment online or text me or call, whatever you like. But that's if a person wants to try it, there we give a second treatment free with the first visit. So if you get the first visit, it's a longer appointment because we're going to talk to people first who come in. We're not going to just say, hey, let's jump on this. We're going to talk
bend
and
over.
See, you know, oh yeah. what's your, well, you don't actually bend over, but, but no, there's no bending over. anyway, yeah. So, we would do like just an evaluation, like, oh, what can we do for you, and see what the person's objectives are. And then the second treatment is free with that first visit. And usually people who've never had a colonic should really come for a second treatment anyway, because you can't, you know, work miracles in 45 minutes that took their whole life to get to that point. Because really what we're dealing with is took your whole life to get to that point. And that's the condition the people are in. It's like if you never cleaned your house or never took your car to the car wash. So it's a little bit more detailed.
Definitely. any closing thoughts, Chianti?
I just had a burning question about coffee enemas. That's.
I don't think she does them.
Well,
recommend them.
I don't have any comment about those, but I know that a lot of holistic treatment techniques require coffee enemas, but not with black coffee. They use green coffee, like it's beans that are not roasted until they turn black, And so when you brew it, it looks like green tea. But that's usually what holistic practitioners recommend, or integrative doctors. But I don't have any recommendation or any comments about coffee enemas at all.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Well, Kitty, thank you so much for being on the Earthly Dish. And
you're welcome.
And all the work you do with people as the Colon Whispered. And, you know, we just love you. It's been 7 years of connection. And yeah. I love sending people to you and vice versa. I love when you recommend our green rocket fuel, as you call it, your energy juice to people. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much. So,
all right. Thanks, Jen. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to go drink a beet juice.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next week on the Earthly Dish.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Earthly Dish Radio Hour on innerlightradio.com. For more of the Earthly Dish, visit us on Facebook at the Earthly Dish Radio Show fan page, or follow us on Instagram at Earthly Dish. Follow me, Detox Jenny, at www.detoxjenny.com, or catch me on Instagram at JennyGotJuiced.
And you can find me, Detox Ellie Lara, at www.ellielara.com and on Instagram at Ellie Lara. Have a delicious week.
We came from a foreign place where the few old brackets hear the dancers gaze. We're rocking the stage, we're just a turntable from the mountain is saying to the physically disabled.
Hi, I'm Julie Wilson-Gordon.